Off the Ball, thanks to Air.
Munster have made it to the semi-final of the European Rugby Champions Cup. Available to watch live exclusively on the Air Sport Pack.
Okay, we're on. Kenny Cunningham's back with
now,
us. Hello.
This is going to be the is that,
just settle down. Kenny Cunningham's back. Hello.
Evening.
Hello.
Evening.
Good.
Evening.
Good.
I thought I'd announce myself, but obviously not.
You're happy with your pizza?
Yeah. So was that chili, Kev? Did I?
There's a bit of chili on your pizza, Kenny. Yeah.
Apart from the chili,
Kenny doesn't like it too spicy.
Face pizza, is it?
Yeah.
Good. Can't stuff. Go wrong.
Yeah.
And Brian O'Driscoll is still here. Hello.
Hello.
Kevin Kilbane is
Don't humiliate me.
impartial observer. So it struck us that we have two Irish captains here. We couldn't not
three.
Have three.
I'm not. You can't keep humiliating Kevin like this in the studio. He has worn the Irish armband. He is an ex-Ireland captain.
How many times?
Come on.
Four. That's irrelevant.
Four.
I think so, yeah.
Look, it's four
Brian,
more than I ever did. Yeah. So
Brian,
I'm not.
Brian, he's an Irish captain.
Listen.
Joe refuses
history
to
books.
Recognise it.
In the history books.
Refuses
doesn't matter.
To recognise it.
No one knows
it.
How many times. You just see ex-Ireland captain.
Might be more than that. You know when the sub goes off and it's kind of like the old flick of the arm
give
back
it to
when
you.
Someone's going off. You take that and you get on with it.
Because you were nearest the win.
Yeah.
Okay, but when we were doing when we came up with the idea, we overlooked Kev. We have two Irish captains. We thought we can't let Kenny and Brian not be on air together in the show. So we thought, well, let's have a quiz and see how much Kenny knows about Brian and Brian knows about Kenny.
Now, is this going to be old school question of sport, which I was a big fan of back in the day?
Well, Emlyn
Hughes and who's your captain?
Bill Beaumont.
Oh, Bill Beaumont. He mentioned it earlier.
I like Woody Carlson. Oh,
But the new version, comedy act.
John Parrott. Ali McCoist.
No, he was a cricketer.
Matt Dawson.
You'd have accepted John Parrott and Ali McCoist after that. It's gone. It's
too much comedy out.
Matt Dawson.
Anyway.
And Tuffers. Yeah.
Matt Dawson. That's all I'm saying.
No.
Right.
Very harsh man, Joe.
You don't know much about rugby.
That's fair. Yeah,
right.
I'm a big fan.
I like
pretty
the way,
well informed out, so he was asking some good questions.
Better than your questions, Vic.
I like the way his
there.
Natural instinct was to disagree, and then he realised
I've got a genuine interest in rugby, and I love watching it. But in terms of the breakdown, the understanding of the game wouldn't be great.
It's pretty confusing.
And your Kenny Cunningham knowledge is solid to good.
It's okay.
It's getting worse.
No, right, we're right. We're off
in their droves.
We're starting the quiz.
Oh no!
I'm sorry.
Bad idea.
In advance, I'm
Bad
sorry.
Idea. I'm putting
Question
on
one for Brian O'Driscoll.
I want to go second.
It's multiple choice.
Okay.
What is Kenny, or should I say Kenneth's middle name?
Oh,
Edward, Henry, or Richard?
You always got the B on it, don't you? If in doubt, you always got B. Henry.
Kenneth Edward Cunningham.
Yeah. There's no way me dad next stock I could have got away with naming me Henry. for a second, I have no chance.
Question one for Kenny. To go in front. Brian O'Driscoll's middle name. Gavin, Gerald, or George?
Oh,
I see where I'd go on that.
Gerald would be a... Is a family name, Brian, your second one? Or would it be a family name? Just
people have carried it in the past. Yeah.
I know where I'm going.
Gerald's a heavy stronger.
It's got to be.
No. It can't be, surely. Gavin. I'm going with Gavin. Or what's the third one?
Oh, dear. Gavin or George?
George. Well, George, man. I think Gavin. Has Gavin got Irish connotations?
Will you come
Gerald.
On?
Tell you what. No, I'm going to go left field. Gerald.
It's got to be Gerald, surely.
Oh, no. Gavin.
George. Oh, there we
George.
Go.
Strong name.
Oh, dear. Right.
By the way, you're getting a double take off, Brian, here. Have you got your information right?
You want to read the answer properly? on a technicality,
oh, here we go.
I'm none of the above, because I'm down in Wikipedia as Gerald... Which you were, you
no,
did answer
really.
Correctly.
Yeah.
Thank
Gerald.
You.
But
oh,
it's
no.
actually Gerard.
Gerard, right.
So
where
whoever put
George
the questions
from?
Together oh, is God, appalling.
Top
not
eight.
Only, not only have you given me.
Egg?
You haven't given me an option of the right answer. You've then gone
You've
and told said, I'm
two
George.
People
yeah.
down this year to this evening,
George
Joe.
And Henry down there.
Nice, shocking.
So technically, that is 1-0. Technically, it's 1-0.
I mean, I'd give
you. It is 1-0.
You're right. Thank you.
I need to go to the quizmaster here.
Adjudicator.
Kenny picked the Gerald option. So are we giving him Gerard?
Seeing as though Gerard wasn't on the list.
Okay, give him the...
How did you not get it right?
Yeah. Ah, lads, come on.
There you go. You're 1-0 up. Like, I've no faith in the rest of these questions now, so let's just...
The rest of them are multiple choice, are they?
No, they're not. Okay, so question two. Kenny's 1-0 up. Question for Brian. Which team did Kenny Cunningham make most of his club appearances for?
Multi-choice, you said.
This one isn't.
Oh, that's harsh. That's harsh. Yes, I love Brian. No chance. Not going to get that. Just pick a...
Would you know any club he played for?
Division. Just think Div 1, Div 2, just any
West
standout.
Brown.
That's a good effort. It's a good effort.
I'd struggle with that on the multiple choice.
I would say with that question.
What would you say?
I'll go Wimbledon.
Yeah, what's Wimbledon? 250.
Yeah, I wasn't ever getting Wimbledon.
That's a desperate question.
No, it's tough. That was tough
for Brian.
That was tough. Okay,
actually, technically, this club don't exist. That's another point of
this to go 2-0 up. What secondary school did Brian attend?
Oh, private. surely.
What makes you think that?
That kind of sophisticated.
What makes you think?
The way he carries himself, that sophisticated air, a little bit of a haughty, like, you know what I mean? I'm thinking Black Rock, I'm thinking Jesuits, I'm thinking Jesuits here. Potentially, am I on the right track?
I'm not looking at you.
No, still. Funny, you say, are you South Dublin or? Whereabouts? Where'd you grow up?
Clontarf.
No way. Clontarf, man. Oh, thinking the school's around there. Local school, obviously. They didn't ship you out today. They didn't ship you to the south side for a better education. Me and you are finished. If you jumped on a bus and went down the coast road and out to the south of Dublin for education.
Oh, come on.
I don't know. I'll just go with Clontarf. Bloody hell.
Black Rock, Kenny.
Was Black Rock? Mentioned
they
it.
They did ship me out. I couldn't get into Belvedere a couple of times. Didn't have the smarts.
Where did you go to school?
Instant CBS, Glasnevin.
Come on.
Salt of the air down there.
Round three.
he's actually gone down in the estimation.
Round three, you're 1-0 up. So,
of three rounds?
No.
Please God, make it three rounds.
With this, we're going to pick up the pace. So, we're going to accept an answer either year side of the correct answer, just to be fair here. Can you tell me what age is Kenny?
What age do I look at? What age technically am I?
Technically, are you?
Not he's that much older than me.
Who looks older, Kev? Me or Brian?
I think.
Seriously, who looks older?
I think I'm going to go with 39.
Oh, come on. 45.
Are you?
Well preserved.
Is that genuine?
Yeah, it was.
Okay, question three for Kenny. I have to move along now. We need to pick up the pace here.
He's gone back up in the estimation.
What age is Brian O'Driscoll?
Well, he just actually half gave you the answer when answering.
No, Kev.
All right.
No, Kev. A couple of years, Brian. Didn't you retire, didn't I? What were you when you retired? Were you 35, 36?
Well, I'd have to have been, wouldn't I?
You got to be the same. 38, 39. I'll go 39.
He's 38.
Oh! Good effort. Give or take a year.
You get it.
You're ramping away with
So is he 2-0 up or 3-0 up now?
Two.
2-0 up, okay. Question, round three. We've got two more rounds to go. And now we're done. Round four.
This is going well.
Yeah, it's going very well. So, can you tell me the name of Kenny's other half? It's multiple choice.
Okay.
Nikki, Jane or Stephanie?
Oh, this is an all-time low. All-time low.
Nikki.
Correct.
Thank you.
Okay, Kenny.
I don't know what to make of that.
Nicole, Samantha. Nicole, Samantha,
you're not
or Amy.
On a Facebook page, by any chance.
Nicole, Samantha, or Amy?
Amy.
It's a bit easier, in fairness.
Kenny's
like. I'm telling you, he was out there. The Black Rock.
Kenny knows all about the entertainment side of it, honest to God now. VP magazine. He's got it on subscription.
Pure guess.
Last round. What's the score then? 3-1 Kenny. This is just for pride, really.
Right. I got off the mark. I'm happy enough.
Nobody's got any of that.
Yeah.
On a fluke.
In this round, there's only one point on offer. It's whoever comes closest to the correct answer, unless you're both spot on. So, how many appearances for the Republic of Ireland did Kenny make in his playing career?
109.
I would say 82.
No, 72.
Oh.
Okay, so you're going to have to get closer than 109 minus 72 to win the point, Kenny. How many appearances did Brian have?
Oh, my God. It's not easy.
Would you stop? Would you look at this? The study that's gone on outside.
That's the chat of someone
that's been outside. Look at him. He's playing along. This is farcical.
This is real. Right.
This is absolutely farcical.
What, consistently? When did you make it? Well, bear in mind,
put us all out of our misery.
In 2021, when you made your debut.
No, he's been. What did he say before? It's the first time he's not been selected for the Lions since he was 17.
In fairness,
oh my God,
you're playing
no
it
way.
Well. You're milking it.
No
you're
way.
Absolutely
18
milking
years
it.
Of age. Wow. I'll go 94.
Oh. I would say 121.
Oh, it's not a bad guess. 133.
Oh,
no way, Brian.
So who gets the point there?
Take me hat off to you. That's Brian's.
Doesn't actually matter. It's Brian's actually.
I think 133.
3-2. There's no shame in 3. It's a 3-2 loss.
Kenny, I was at his 100th game.
That must be the equivalent of close to 200 caps in football. 133 is
phenomenal.
Because he's here. That's hugely impressive.
You won 3-2. Well done, you.
Well done.
I'm not happy. No clean sheet.
Genuinely,
no.
Can you
3-2?
Can you honestly say, hand on heart, that you weren't out doing a bit of study out there?
Absolutely.
Well, so you're saying you can't
I can read people. Yeah, hand on heart, Brian.
You're okay lying straight
hand
to me
heart.
There.
Clontarf, that's even news to me. We went far from each other. I didn't care like myself.
Kenny, you're sticking around for the football show.
I used to build it out there.
Only a year difference. We could have been in school together.
To play a bit of pitch and putt up in Deer Park.
We're in St. Anne's.
St. Anne's, yeah. As a private course as well. Couldn't get on there and play either.
Oh, dear. Kenny, you're sticking around for the football show. Our apologies for dragging you through that.
Yeah.
But thank you.
I was glad I stayed in for the next
20 minutes. Yeah. Perfect use of your evening. Brian's back on Friday.
Back on Friday.
So there's a Champions Cup semi-final weekend to preview, and we've got the football show on the way.
Off the ball on News Talk. Thanks to Air. Catch all the sports you love free on the Air Sport Pack with Air Broadband.